கல்பயதி மீன்ஸ் வாட்? வாசனாக, வாசனா மீன்ஸ் மென்டல் இம்ப்ரெஷன். மென்டல் இம்ப்ரெஷன் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? வாட் யூ ஆல்ரெடி, வாட் ஆல்ரெடி யூ ஹேவ் இன் யுவர் மைண்ட், இசன்ட் இட்? யூ டோன்ட் எனி கிரியேட் நியூலி மீன், இட்ஸ் ஆல்ரெடி தேர் அண்ட் இட் கெட்ஸ் ப்ரொஜெக்டட், இசன்ட் இட்? So you, what you perceived, what you have experienced during the waking state, any time in your life, the here, this time or before, and they're all dormant in your mind. Old experiences, registered old experiences, which remain dormant in you, isn't it? And they're called vasanaha. World registered experiences like vasanaha, and they kalpayati means what? They already, what are there, they are brought back to manifest, isn't it? They are projected. So they constitute what? Inner world, subjective world, isn't it? Subjective world. Why objective world? That world is very much real for you as long as you are dreaming. But it is only very private world, isn't it? Nobody else can penetrate into your world and know that. A dream. Nobody can enter there. Isn't it? There is a dream. That's why vasanaha. Then when you say same vritti, antakarna vritti, why he repeats antakarna vritti chitti chaya aikyam agata? Why the author says this? Antakarna vritti chitti chaya aikyam agata. When you say the vritti by itself cannot do anything, cannot even exist, isn't it? The vritti has existence, vritti becomes illumined, vritti becomes conscious, vritti becomes sentient, vritti is capable of moving about, vritti is capable of illuminating because of the association with the consciousness, reflection of consciousness. In that vritti, swapne vasanaha kalpayati. Isn't it? Vasanaha kalpayati means it projects those world, inner world, isn't it? Projects the inner world through the vasanas it already has in the mind. Isn't it? Vasanaha kalpayati. That projects the world. And that is subjective world, inner world. And the same vrittihi, bodhe in the waking state, vishayan kalpayati. It projects the objects of world, objects outside, externally. How? Through perception. How does it perceive? Through the senses. So, the akshayhi, did you come across the word, see the word akshayhi? Akshi means I, but akshaha means sense organ. Akshayhi means through the sense organs, indriyaihi. Akshayhi is equal to indriyaihi. Akshayhi is equal to indriyaihi. Through the senses, the vrittis go out per se, isn't it? Then they illumine. Then the objects are there. When they illumine the objects, then what do? They also add. The value is added to the objects. So when you say, what do we mean by addition of the value? Addition of the value, what value? Sentimental value. Isn't it? Addition of the sentimental value to the object becomes a source of pain. See, now tell me, who is the source of pain? Drik or the drishyam? Drik or the drishyam? There are two things now, isn't it? Drishyam is not the source of pain. You don't say drik is source of pain, okay? Drik also is what now? Drik is happiness, drik is fullness. Drik is not a source of, drik is a source of happiness, fullness. And drishyam is not a source of pain. Drishyam is not the source of pleasure also. Don't say drishyam is source of pleasure. Don't say that. Drishyam is neither the source of pleasure nor the source of pain. Understand now? But drishyam with plus added addition of the sentimental value becomes a source of pain. And is it clear now? So sentimental value is added, addition. Then that additional sentimental value added to the, you know, the drishyam, it becomes what now? Jiva srishtihi. Jiva srishtihi, your own creation, your own subject, that's called subjective world. The objective world, are you objective or subjective to the world? Isn't it? The world Ishvara Srishti is what? Objective world, isn't it? It becomes what now? When in your projection, it becomes subjective world, isn't it? So Jiva Srishti is what now? Subjective world. So inner, there is inside your objective world. Outside also you project your own subjective world. Then you really torment yourself. That's why you say man is the creator of his own destiny means what? Isn't it? Nandrum Tidum Pirataravara. Understand now, there's nobody is responsible for your pain or pleasure. How you see things. Therefore, that is why it needs lot of this is vasanaha kalpayati. And I'm repeating, don't say something is right in what Buddhism says. Something, don't say that. That's not true. For them, the whole jagat is projection of the mind. Understand now? Whereas akhanda Vedanta, whole jagat is a projection of the world. Isn't it? There is a projection of the world of your own. Okay, you have your own projection of the world. That is because of your adding sentimental value to what you see. It's called Jiva Srishti. Is it clear now? What you see. So not whole world is a projection of the mind. World is Ishvara Srishti. There was, you don't have to bring in vasanas there anyway, isn't it? That addition itself is a confusion, isn't it? Why you add value to that? Why you add any value to that? Why reduce the value or add the value, isn't it? See things as they are. No. You either add or reduce, because very sentimental, that becomes what? Because sentiment, no? That is itself because of the sense of belonging, the attachment, and all those things are based because of confusion. Isn't it? If confusion is not there, this drishya vivekaha is there, isn't it? This drishya viveka is there, then you know what the absolute seer is, what the relative seers are, isn't it? And then what the scene is, and this is very clear, then it is the addition of sentimental value will not be there. Then only in confusion, the sentimental value itself is because of confusion only. So when the confusion goes, everything will go. That is why the teacher develops here. What is projection? What is Jiva Srishti? What is Ishvara Srishti? So now he says, come on. Ishvara Srishti is there always. Look at this. Ishvara Srishti is always there. And Srishti, what happens? The whole Ishvara Srishti will what happen now? There is a time the Srishti becomes resolved. And Srishti becomes again, the Srishti comes into. We are going to see that later on. Ishvara Srishti, Jiva has nothing to do with Ishvara Srishti, isn't it? Jiva itself is part of Ishvara Srishti. Then what is Jiva Srishti then? I explained to you what is this, isn't it? So the antahkarna vrittis alone play important role in projecting the dream in the inner world and the external subjective world, which is called Jiva Srishtihi, through the addition of sentimental value to what is. Is it clear now? This is what he says, Bahihi Vishayan Kalpayati. That is what I explained now is the meaning of this sentence. Vrittihi Bahihi Bodhe Vishayan Akshayhi Kalpayati. Is it clear now? That is the meaning. The Vrittihi projects its own subjective world by adding sentimental value to what is, isn't it? Through the perception of the objects, through illumining the illumination of objects through senses. The external objects. Through the illumination of the external objects through the senses by adding sentimental value to the objects, vritti creates its own subjective world, which is called Jiva Srishti. Is it clear now? I think I repeat too many times. Let me go to the next one now. Let me. Antah Karana Vrittischa.
Chitichayaikyamagata.
See, the book says the waking experiences are also mere ideas of thoughts of the perceiving mind. Very, very careful in reading the translations. Vasana kalpayet swapne.
Bodhe.
Akshair.
Vishayan bahihi.
So till the 10th verse, the author talks about the function, the material mind, the functional material mind, and here this particular verse, 11th verse, author talks about the antahkarna vritti, the vritti aspect of the mind. So now you can know what is cognition. If there is cognition, some experience is, isn't it? World is. If there's no experience, means no world is. In the no experience, world is as good as non-existent. Is it clear or not? When there is no experience, when there is no cognition, when there is no antahkarna vritti jnanam, when there is no, isn't it? Then the world is, but world is not illumined, world is not known, isn't it? Therefore, world is as good as non-existent. For the world to be existent, world is existent, but for the world to have the status of being existent, Ishwar is needed to be existent, what now? It needs to be illumined. And to be illumined means what? Being illumined means being cognized. For cognition, for knowledge, there must be antahkarna vrittis with the reflection of consciousness, which will go out, illumine the world. Is it clear now? Yes, that's why put the thoughts to sleep, there's no world. Put thoughts to sleep, no jagat. This again I'll explain later on, don't worry, when I finish, come back to the topic. Then,
Manoham Krityupadanam.
Lingamekam Jadatmakam.
Avastha Trayam Anveti.
Jayate Mriyate Tatha.
Manoham Krityupadanam.
Lingamekam Jadatmakam.
Avastha Trayam Anveti.
Jayate Mriyate Tatha. It's the 12th verse, concluding verse of the one subject matter. What is that? How the three illuminators are there and how they function. The last verse here. And now, in this verse, this author brings into the picture the entire sukshma shariram. How does he bring the entire sukshma shariram into the picture here? He says, by using the word lingam. Say now, lingam. Lingam means linga shariram or linga dehaha. Linga shariram or linga dehaha means lingam. Don't think of shivalingam now. Shivalingam is different, isn't it? That adds the different meaning. Linga deha, linga means subtle in this context. Linga shariram, linga deha, linga means subtle body or the astral body. You can say other words also. Subtle body. Sukshma shariram is called linga shariram. Linga deha, sukshma deha. Here, lingam is what now? Is the upadanam. Upadanam means here, upadanam means a part here, not don't say material cause and all that. Here upadanam means the part of the lingam. Lingam is a one big form, constituent of many factors, isn't it? Linga shariram, sukshma shariram is one constituent of one full form, isn't it? Which has many constituents. Many factors constitute one full form, one sukshma shariram. The 16, remember, many factors, 16 factors constitute one sukshma shariram. That's called linga deha here, lingam. Therefore, Manohankriti upadanam. When he says manohankriti, what he means is the vritti aspect and the material aspect of the mind, isn't it? Dravyamshaha and the vritti amshaha of the mind together, they form part of the linga dehaha. Manaha ahankritihi upadana means they form part of the whole sukshma shariram, lingam, isn't it? Manaha ahankritihi upadanam lingam. Manaha ahankritihi upadanam lingam. Take the four words. Manaha ahankritihi lingam upadanam. What does it mean? It is manaha means material mind, isn't it? So manaha means vritti aspect of the mind. Ahankriti is upadana, is the material mind. So manaha ahankriti is mind as a whole. Mind as a whole, antahkaram as a whole. When I'm saying antahkaram as a whole, mind as a whole, I mean both the aspects. The material mind as well as the vritti aspect of the mind. Both aspects of the mind form part. Form part is say upadana. Form part of the linga dehaha sukshma shariram. Remember now, till here he did not say one word about that. Linga means what now? We have to include what? Mind plus lingam. When you say lingam is upadanam, part of the lingam. Mind is part of the lingam. And what is lingam now? Linga deha. What is linga deha? Constituent of 16 factors. What are they? Manaha buddhihi. Okay, so mind. So just say mind plus pancha pranaha, pancha jnana indriyani, pancha karma indriyani. You know very well. 15 plus mind 16. Together, is it clear now? So this is linga deham. And this entire lingam also, pancha jnana indriyani, pancha karma indriyani, pancha pranaha, manaha, lingam, ekam. This together form one individual, isn't it? Sukshma shariram, ekam. One subtle body which indwells one gross body. Isn't it? Ekam. Now mind here, senses there. No, not like that. They together they exist in one physical body, isn't it? Therefore he says, Yekam is one in one big body. Then he says, Yekam Jadatmakam. Jadatmakam means what? It is also of the nature of inertness. Jadatmakam means, you know, Atmakam comes, you have to use the word nature. This linga dehaha also constituent of 16 factors, so which you already know thoroughly. I'm repeating so many times. Okay, Dehaha also is what now? Constituent of these 16 factors also, Jadatmakam is of the nature of inertness. How many times you are listening now? Jadatmakam, Jadatmakam, mind is Jadam, senses are Jadam, and pranas are Jadam, organs, actions are Jadam, the whole physical body is Jadam, Jadam, Jadam. How many times you are listening now? Isn't it? To make it very clear. To have objectivity. So Shastram is repeating just to help you have objectivity. You hear everything, you understand so well everything. You are so bright and clear, not everything goes very clear here. Still, when the problem comes in life, you are not able to handle. That means what? You understand there is no assimilation. Assimilation has to take place. That is why repeated repetition. Okay. So, lingam ekam jadatmakam. Jadatmaka is of the nature of inertness. Why? You know the, like sukshma, like sthula, sukshma also is what? Material product. That's all. But now he says, but the whole lingam, which is the one full sukshma, which indwells the gross body, which is of the nature of inertness, is also what? Now becomes soul lingam is conscious. Sentient. Isn't it? Why? Because of the association of the entire lingam with the mind, and mind is ever illumined because of there is always original pure consciousness sakshi. Therefore, now you can understand this. Mind is always conscious, and you can never say mind, there's no time mind is not conscious. Mind is always there, mind is always illumined, mind is always conscious and sentient only. But this mind also, now he says, this whole sukshma is also what now? Always conscious and sentient. Know that? Always conscious and sentient. So now he says, this whole sukshma also, avasthatrayam anveti. First he said what? Mind goes through three states of experience. Now he says, the entire sukshma also is what now? Involved in this three states of experiences. Avasthatrayam anveti. Then what happened is sukshma alone, what happened is sukshma, this entire sukshma, when it leaves the physical body, jayate, isn't it? When it leaves the physical body, then that becomes, body becomes dead. This sukshma, but now, mriyate, dies. Then this sukshma enters into another physical body, it jayate, is called jananam. Okay, jayate is born, sukshma is said to be born when it assumes a new body and is born, isn't it? When a sukshma leaves the physical body, it's be mriyate, it's a body, it dies. What is death now? If the sukshma leaves the physical body, it dies. But sukshma doesn't die. It can't be active. The sukshma needs the abode to be functional. Sukshma is alive but non-functional without the physical body. So please listen to me carefully. Sukshma shariram is alive but non-functional without the physical body. Sukshma is definitely alive and functional when it indwells the physical body. When it's indwelling the body, they said there is life. The sukshma leaves the body, there is no life. No life means what? There's no life for the physical body. There's dead. Death. Body is dead. Body is not alive. Okay, now, we already listened to these words, jayate, mriyate, very, very familiar words. Remember, when I heard the words? Bhagavad Gita. Na jayate, mriyate, vakadachit. Only now you can understand the meaning of that verse. Najayate mriyate vakadachit nayam bhutva bhavita vanabhuyaha. A not only pure consciousness is not, you know, subject to death. Sukshma also is not subject to death. That is the emotion, that is the source of emotional strength for Vaidika. Mind cannot be destroyed. Sukshma cannot be destroyed at all. You can kill the, you can kill the physical body. I don't want to use the name. Okay, you can go and kill the physical body. People who come and kill, using different means. Only kill the physical body. Sukshma will not be killed. Sukshma takes all the stuff it needs to bring back and comes back. Understand now? That is why Sukshma cannot be destroyed. Na jayate na mriyate means what? It is not subject to death. Jusma cannot be nainam chindanti shastrani, nainam dahati pavakaha, nachenam apaha kedayanti, nan sosheti marataha, achedyaha, adahiha. Now when you say, what does it mean? This sukshma cannot be cut, cannot be cleared, cannot be burned, cannot be dried up, sukshma, nothing can do any harm to sukshma. You know that? Sukshma, either it remains non-functional or it is functional. When it is functional, for it to be functional, it has to reside in a body. It leaves the body, it becomes non-functional. Okay? Again, it occupies the office, becomes active. Understand now? Takes holiday, goes for a holiday, comes back. New office, but new office. Shifting of offices, office room. Okay, from different places. So office room is shifted, but office then continues, isn't it? It continues to work. And that's covered. Na jayate mriyate visya atma, isn't it? Also, sukshma also is not subject to death. So here, what jayate mriyate means, this entry of this sukshma into the physical body is jayate, said to be jananam. Then departure of the sukshma from the physical body is called maranam. Really speaking, there is no death for the sukshma. There is no death at all for Sakshi. There is no death for the sukshma. But sukshma can be resolved in the wake of the jnanam. Understand now? Sthulam alone is what now? Becomes birth and death. Sthulam alone has subject to birth and death. And this birth and death also is only change. That happens. Is it clear now? This is change. You stool this, that sukshma leaves, dead. Sukshma enters, isn't it? Birth. Jayate, mriyate. Is it clear now? So, here finishes the second topic also is now over. First, three illuminators were described in first five verses. Sixth to 12th also, the functions of these three illuminators explained. Then the third main topic comes here from the 13th verse. Shaktidvayam himayaya.
Shaktidvayam himayaya.
Vikshepavruti rupakam.
Vikshepavruti rupakam.
Vikshepa Shaktir
Lingadi
Brahmandantam
Jagat Srijet.
Okay, you can keep the book down, you can listen to me. Because I had to explain to you lots to go to the top book. Now you know very well. Who travels, who doesn't travel, you know very well, isn't it? Body travels if the sukshma indwells. The sukshma doesn't indwell, body dead doesn't travel, isn't it? But sukshma travels and sakshi also does not, cannot, need not travel. Is it clear now? You have to remember. Sakshi does not travel, need not travel, cannot travel. In the Sakshi alone, Sukshma travels. How long? As long as Sukshma exists. How long Sukshma exists? As long as Brantija Tadatmyam is there. Isn't it? Only Brantija Tadatmyam goes, ignorance goes, Brantija Tadatmyam goes, the problems caused by delusion also go, mind resolves, then travel on the part of the mind also will come to an end. That is called moksha. Okay? That's what the sukshma coming to the journey of the sukshma coming to an end is called what? Reaching the destination. Okay, so reaching and all that is called moksha. The long journey of the sukshma comes to an end when? It's called travel, isn't it? Now, who travels now? That is why we do shraddham. So, shraddham, the pitru karma, is done for whom? For sakshi or for the sukshma now? Understand? Don't sakshi. Sakshi does not need any pitru karma. Understand now? Pitru karma, we do for shraddham, is done for who? The departed soul, we say. Because who departs now? That is why Atma is not the soul. Is it clear now? The Sakshi is not the soul. Departed soul means, you know, what is soul now? So, Sukshma, for the sake of Sukshma is only because it continues to survey, we know very well, we know how passionate, how nice. That's why we do Shraddha Karma. Sorry, Shraddha we do, and when people die, we also, whatever this is they had, no, we try to do something. Sadhaka, no? The day we do a lot of dhanam and things to pass, please, to avoid the ill effects of the person's, no? Unfulfilled desires and things. Anyway, this is the part is over. Now, look into this.